Blog Talk Radio.
Chapter we are about to approach, praise Yah and bless his holy name. Forgive me, Yah, of my iniquities. As King Dawood once said, they're numerous as the hairs on my head, and I'm Lord and a dog. And I appreciate the opportunity to bring your word forth to the people so they can get some understanding, some perspectives, so they can see who the people really are. The people over there that are saying that they're us is not descriptive of the chapter we're about to approach today. But if you place the chapter we are about to approach on us as a people, fits to the letter, it's true. But before we get to Devarim, chapter 28, I want to praise and bless the Most High for restoring my soul for his name's sake, the opportunity to restore my health, to be my tower, my rock, my shield, my buckler. I'd like to thank the Most High for the food I eat, the air I breathe, the semblance of some freedom in his captivity. I'd like to thank the Most High for the opportunity to study right along with Katriel of New York City, Sister Abia, and so many more of you fellow students out there. Praise and bless the Most High, Yah. Hallelujah. So I'm going to introduce Katriel right quickly because of the fact this chapter is rather lengthy. And we need to get right on it when Cottrell makes his commentaries and our comments. So Brother Cottrell, who loves the Most High with all his heart, mind, soul, and strength, and his brothers and sisters as himself. Brother Cottrell, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Bless y'all, my soul. And all that's within me, bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Israel, God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. How you doing for the Yasu party? Sister Abia, family.
I'm doing okay, big brother. Bless you.
All praise.
All praises.
Always giving thanks and praise to the Holy One of Israel, our Father, our King, our Creator. And being that it is Friday night, we do that. Give thanks and praise to the Most High for all things and everything, like life, health, and strength for family, for being alive, even in these times. Thank and praise the Most High for you. Yom Suf Ari, for providing the platform so we can dispense the Most High's words to our people and even help us get back on track to where we're supposed to be. So I love Yah with all my heart, soul, and might, and may the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable unto him. All praise.
All praise. Well, brother, we might well get into our studies. It's the reason why we came here. So, if you will, let's get started. Chapter 28 of Devarim. Something called Deuteronomy. If you're ignorant, you'll get wise. Stick with us. Ignorant don't mean you're stupid, okay? Just mean you don't know. All right. And again, it continues on where we left off of chapter 27, the blessings and the curse on Mount Gerizim and Mount Ebal. And it says about being obedient, the blessings. Now, it should come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of Yah, your Elohim, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Elohim, that Yah, your Elohim, would set you high above all nations. We're at the bottom now of the earth. And all of these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. They're going to run you down, these blessings. Overtake me. They just run you down. You're overtaken. Because you obey the voice of Yah, your Elohim. Blessed shall be you be in the city. Blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, children, and the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. Blessed shall be your basket, which you feel, and your kneading bowl, which you feel to knead bread. Blessed shall be when you come in, and blessed shall be when you go out. Yah will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. You'll see it. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you several different ways, seven ways. Yah will command the blessing on you and your storehouse and all to which you set your hand. He will bless you in the land which Yah, your Elohim, is giving you. Yah will establish you as a holy people to himself, just as he has sworn to you. If you keep the commandments of Yah, your Elohim, and walk in them, live by them, his ways, then all the people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of Yah, and they shall be afraid of you. And Yah will grant you plenty of goods and the fruit of your body, your children, and the increase of your livestock, and the produce of your ground, and the land which Yah swore to you, your fathers to give you, swore to your fathers to give you. Yah will open to you his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in season, and to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall never borrow. And Yah will make you the head and not the tail, which we are now, because of this, because of the curse. You shall be above only and not to be beneath. If you heed, contingent upon it, the commandments of Yah, your Elohim, which I command you today, and are careful to observe them, so you shall not turn aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right or left, to go after other gods to serve them. Cottrell, What is your comments or commentary, brother?
That's a big if, right?
If
we follow Yah's voice and obey his command, he said our blessings will overtake us.
Exactly.
And they try to say that Israel fulfilling this prophecy, that they will return from dysphoria and go back to the land. But this don't sound like the blessing that they're getting right now.
No. No.
Not at all.
Because that ain't them. That's
and they don't follow the Most High's word, do they?
No. When they came back, they were supposed to, but that ain't happening. Because it ain't.
So where are these blessings supposed to take place?
Those were supposed to take place when we had crossed over to the Jordan in the beginning. But
yeah,
when we return on the redemption, being redeemed by Yah, they gonna come back again.
Yah hasn't established them as a holy people for himself?
No. Because that ain't them, Cartrell. That ain't them.
Oh, okay. Why are the peoples of the earth afraid of us?
Because we're the people of Yah.
And he called us by his name.
Exactly.
In 10, he said, all the peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by Yah's name, and they'll be afraid of you. Do you think that's why they took away our name as a nation and a people?
Exactly.
And changed it to Ron Killebrew and Stephen Edward Vanderpool.
That's why, my brother. If you don't know, now you know.
And now they call us Black Israelite Identity Extremists.
They call us a lot of things, Cartrell, but that don't make sense. Right.
They stole our name, and they're trying to say, now we're trying to be extreme about our identity. You will be too if you lost your identity.
Oh, is that right?
Walking around in a state of amnesia, you don't know who you are, where you come from, what your history is. You will be extreme about your identity, too. So, yes, we're extreme about our identity. Why? Because it's so important.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You got to know who you are, brother.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we the chosen ones. And I know people hate that. But it's Yah said he will establish us as a holy people for himself.
Right.
If we keep his commandments. So in other words, Yah is going to get his glory through our nation. Because other nations are going to see that the Most High is with us. With all these blessings that he's blessing us with.
Exactly.
And the same if we don't. They're going to see that too.
Exactly. Oh, we're going to see, because here's what people got to understand. When Yah doesn't always talk in a straight linear turns. Sometimes he goes back and come forth. Sometimes you just start in the middle, okay? So don't get confused when we're studying, okay? Thank you, Cartrell. And Yah says the curse for disobedience, and here's the curses. But it shall come to pass, if you do not observe, do not obey the voice of Yah your Elohim to observe carefully all of his commandments and his statutes, which I command you today, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you, and certainly overtaken it has in our regard. Cursed shall be in the city. Cursed shall you be in the country. Cursed shall be your basket, and it's certainly that way, and your kneading bowl. Cursed shall be the fruit of your loin, your body, and it's certainly the case. The produce of your land, we ain't got none. The increase of your cattle. Now, in our land, it started off like that, but it's a continuation process and it's captivity. The offspring to your flock, the offspring of your flock. Curse shall be when you come in. Curse shall be when you go out. Yah will send on you cursing confusion, and we're certainly confused about every day. And rebuke in all that you set your hand to do, until you are destroyed and until you perish quickly. Because of the wickedness of your doings in which you forsaken me. Yah will make the plague clean to you, and clean it certainly is. until he has consumed you from the land. That's in the land. That's the beginning process, which you are going to possess. Yahweh will strike you with consumption, with fever, with inflammation, with severe burning fever, with the sword, with scorching, and with mildew. They shall pursue you until you perish, and pursue those they have did. And your heavens, which is over your head, shall be bronze, which representative of the Greeks, which still controlled by the Greek influence. And the earth, which is under you, shall be iron, was further controlled by the Romans. Romans were considered the age of iron, and we're still under Roman control, the Greek and Roman influence. Yahweh changed the rain of your land to powder and dust. From the heaven it shall come down on you until you are destroyed. Yahweh caused you to be defeated before your enemies. You shall go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them. You shall become troublesome to all the kings. All the kingdom know us, and we have been a thorn in their side. That's what they got. They conspired to get rid of us. We just don't understand that. Your carcasses shall be food for the bird of the air, the beast of the earth. No one shall frighten them away. No relief. Yahweh strike you with boils, with the boils of Mizraim, with tumors, with the scab, with the itch from which you cannot be healed. Yahweh strike you with madness and blindness, and certainly we're still that way. And confusion of heart. We're totally confused about everything. You shall grope at the noonday day as a blind man gropes in darkness. You shall not prosper in your ways. You shall be only oppressed and plundered continually, and no one will save you. That word doesn't mean what it means. You know what it means? No one will redeem you. You'll see. And it's slavery. And this is true. This is indicative of that, descriptive of that slavery. You shall betroth a wife, but another man shall lie with her. You can marry all the women you want on the plantation. But when he sell off and tell Big Buck George to go impregnate him, what you going to do about it? It happened. Okay? You shall build a house. But you build a big massive house, but you shall not dwell in it. You shall plant a vineyard, but you should not gather his grapes. Therefore, big master, your ox shall be slaughtered before your eyes, but you shall not eat of it. Y'all get that hog out there. Your donkey shall be violently taken away from before you and shall not be restored to you. Your sheep shall be given to your enemies. It happened in our land. It's true. And it's still happening to us in their strange land. You shall have no one to rescue you. What I said, rescue, to redeem us. Your sons and daughters shall be given to another people. Your eyes shall look and fail with longing for them, as they did on those plantations and those old slave ships. Your eyes shall look long and fail with longing for them all day long, and there shall be no strength in your hand. A nation whom you have not known, and certainly we didn't know the United States of America. We didn't know Brazil. We didn't know Australia. Wherever we landed, we didn't know nothing about those people. Whom you've not known shall eat the fruit of your land and the produce of your labor. They certainly did, and they still certainly do. They call jobs. But you shall be driven mad, and mad we are, mad as a mad hatter, because of the sight which your eyes see every day continually. That's what I'm saying. Yah will strike you in the knees, on the legs with severe boils, which cannot be healed, from the sole of your foot to the top of your head. The land will bring you and the king whom you set over you to a nation. Our king is, the lineage of our king is here, which neither you nor your fathers have known. There you shall serve the gods, wood and stone. Yeah, they got them wooden cross and stone stuff going on with the Muslim. They got Buddha, stone and whatnot. And you shall become an astonishment, a proverb. And we are a monstrosity, an astonishment, a proverb, a bad word among nations, all nations, whom Yah will drive you. You shall carry much seed out, which we did in those plantation days, but gather little, for the locusts shall consume, not only in our land, in those captivities too, shall consume it. You shall plant vineyards and tend them, but you shall neither drink of the wine nor gather the grapes, for the worms shall eat them. You shall have, now this happened in our land. You shall have olive trees throughout all your territories. But you shall not anoint yourself with the oil, for your olive shall drop off. You shall beget sons and daughters, but they shall not be yours, for they shall go into captivity. Locusts shall consume all your trees and the produce of your land. The alien who is among you in our land shall rise higher and higher above you. Yeah, we got a, that king, the last king we had was an Edomite called King Herod. You shall come down lower and lower. He shall lead you, but you shall not, he shall lend to you, but you shall not lend to him. He shall be the head, you shall be the tail. Edom was ruling by way of King Herod. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon you, pursue and overtake you until you are destroyed, because you did not obey the voice of Yah, your Elohim, to keep his commandments, his statutes, which he commanded you. And they shall be upon you for a sign and wonder, and it's still upon us, on your descendants forever, until the Most High redeems us. Why? Because you did not serve Yah, your Elohim, with joy and gladness, as we all should have done. We all should be doing now. But that's not in there. I'm just inserting that. I'm not adding to it. For the abundance of everything. Therefore, you shall serve your enemies, which we do in this captivity. Which we become, we don't really run nothing. Magic Johnson, Jordan, they were number entertainers. And if you run something, you running it for them. You ain't got nothing. And you go borrowing something to run something. You go in they bank to borrow it, to run something. So truth be told, you're still in captivity. You just don't know it. Serve your enemies whom Yah was sent against you in hunger and thirst and nakedness and in need of everything. We certainly need everything in every aspect of our lives. And I will put a yoke of iron on your neck until he has destroyed you. Yah will bring a nation against you from afar, from the end of the earth. As swift representative of the Roman eagle and representative of the eagle of the United States of America, as swift as the eagle flies, a nation whose language we would not understand. No, we didn't understand it when we came here. A nation of fierce continent. These are warlike people, which does not respect the elderly, which they don't, nor show favor to the young. That's why they're on the street calling gangbanging. And they shall eat the increase of your livestock. We will become producers for them. The product of your, the produce of your land. That's for, that's when the Romans came there. And not before you got here under the same auspices. Until you are destroyed. They shall leave you grain. They shall not leave you grain. The Roman had a big tribute. You had to pay new wine or oil. Or the increase by way of King Herod. Of the increase of your cattle. Or the offspring your flocks until they have destroyed you. And here's what happened in Jerusalem in 70 AD. Everything came to a head. Rome attacked us in our land. They shall besiege you at your gates until your high and fortified cities in which you trust, you didn't trust in Yah, come down throughout all your land. They shall besiege you at all your gates throughout all your land, at Masada, which Yah your Elohim has given you. You shall eat the fruit of your own, but we turn to cannibalism in Jerusalem. You shall eat the fruit of your own body, the flesh of your sons and daughters, whom Yah your Elohim has given you, in the siege, 70 AD, and desperate straits in which your enemy shall distress you. The sensitive, very fine man among you, We had gentlemen will be hostile toward his brother, toward the wife of his bosom, toward the rest of his children whom he leaves behind. He's going to run off and leave his children. They're still doing it. So that he will not give any of them the flesh. So that, okay, the rest of the children whom he leave behind, so that he will not give any of them the flesh of his children. He was hogging his own children. He was run off with his children. Excuse me, I thought he was running out from the children, but he ran out with the children, so he eat the children by himself. Because he has nothing left in the siege in Romans 7 AD. In 70 AD, Rome. Left in the seas, desperate in straits, which your enemy said distress you at all your gates. Our women were tender and refined and delicate women among you, who would not venture to set a sole of a foot on the ground because of a delicacy. Well, they ain't that delicate now. A sensitivity. We refuse to a husband of a bosom and to her son, her daughter, her placenta. You know, if you're a woman, you know what a placenta is, which comes out from between her legs and her children whom she bears. She would eat them secretly for lack of anything in the seas, 70 AD, in desperate straits, in which your enemy said distress you at all your gates. If you do not carefully observe the words of this law that are written in this book, that you may fear this glorious and awesome name, Yah, your Elohim, then Yah will bring upon you and your descendants, which we are recipients of this extraordinary plagues, great and prolonged plagues, serious and prolonged sickness. Moreover, he will bring you back. He will bring back on you all the diseases of Mizraim, of which you were afraid. And not only that, they shall cling to you. Also every sickness, COVID-19, and every plague which is not written in the book of law, which Yah will bring upon you until you are destroyed. Y'all better start crying out. You shall be left few in number, and fewer in numbers certainly we are. Whereas you were as the stars of heaven in multitude. Why? Because you would not obey the voice of Yah, your Elohim. It should be that just as Yah rejoiced over you to do you good and multiply you, so Yah will rejoice over you to destroy you. Yah is an awesome God and bring you to nothing. There's nothing we are. Think we got something, we ain't got nothing. We're a product of misery of our own making. And you shall be plucked from off the land which you go to possess. That land, I'm going to pluck you up out of there. I'm going to still leave you with something. I'm going to leave you with a parting gift. The same thing. In different captivities. Universally wide. Then Yah will scatter you among all people. And this people is descriptive of one people I know of. Ain't no Jew, that's for certain. This is descriptive of only one people, us. Yah will scatter you among all the people from one end of the earth to the other. There you shall serve other gods. Did these Jews serve other gods who said that they are Israelites? No, they didn't. But we do. There you shall serve other gods, which neither you nor your fathers have known, wood and stone. Those wooden crosses. Take me to the old rugged cross. Among those nations, you shall find no rest. And we have it. No justice, no peace. Reason why we ain't got no peace, because we don't know no Yah. We don't cry out to Yah. We cry out to our enemies. Therein lies our dilemma. Nor shall the sole of your foot have a resting place. You talk about this your home, United States of America. You can say New York your home. You can say Memphis your home. You can say any place in this captivity your home, but you ain't got but one home. No, because we ain't got no resting place. And there Yah, and we are faint-hearted. You'll talk about, oh, I'm going to do something to him. You go cross the track if you want to. You talk loud, but you know you ain't going to do nothing. You got numbers somewhere marching up pretty down the street. Looking all cute, but you ain't about to cross the track. Because you ain't doing it right in the first place. Talk about you going, I'm going to do this. You ain't going to do nothing but run your mouth off. Why are you not going to do nothing? I'm going to tell you why you ain't going to do nothing. First, you're not doing right. Secondly, Yah says, well, this should be first. Yah will give you a trembling heart. Scared of everything. Scared of your own shadow. Failing eyes. Anguish of soul. Your life will hang in doubt before you. You in doubt every day. You fear day and night and have no insurance of life. In the morning, you should say, oh, then it was evening. Oh, I wish this day was over with. And at evening, you should say, oh, then it was why. I wish the night was over with. Because the fear which terrifies your heart. Because of the sight which your eyes see every day, 365 days a year. And Yah will take you back. And where are we taken to? He's not talking about Mizraim. He's talking about into bondage universally. Yah will take you back into bondage, Mizraim. And ships. Now, I don't know no Jew nowhere was taken into bondage as we were taken into bondage. So who is this descriptive of? only one people, us, by which I said to you, you shall never see it again. And there you shall be offered for sale to your enemies, as we were, as male and female slaves, for no one will buy you. That word don't mean buy as you think it means. It means redeem you. They ain't buying us. They didn't buy us to redeem us. They bought us to break our back, break our mind, break our hope, give us fear and trembling. And we're still in that dilemma as I speak. Reason being why? Because we're not crying out to Yah. We're crying out to Jesus. We're not crying out to Yah. We're crying out to the enemies. We're not crying out to Yah. We're crying out to every Tom, Dick, and Harry. You better learn to do what's right. And you better be right. There's a procedure for this. It's crying out to Yah for our anxious, for the mistakes they made. It's crying out for us for the continuation of these mistakes. It's gathering ourselves together, not breaking off into many splendid groups. It's doing right by each other, the widows, the needy, the orphans, even the strangers. And it's learning to do good, period. Praise God and bless his holy name. Cottrell, you have the mic, my brother and friend.
All praise. Excuse me. All praise to the Holy One of Israel. You covered it all, man. You covered it well.
Thank you, brother. Hey, it just drained me, bro. That chapter drained me.
That's because it's supposed to. We under the curse.
Exactly.
We haven't gotten off from it. Mm-hmm. Especially if we know and read the book of Malachi, Yah has to purify the Levites in order for everything to get back to what it was.
Exactly.
And a lot of the prophet hasn't come back yet in order to do that. So we're still waiting for Yah to come back and purify us.
Hallelujah.
But in this chapter, like you said, this doesn't fit the modern day Jew because the Jew,
no.
He always takes pride in the fact that he always is Jewish.
Right.
And he serves Hashem, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We are the ones who went into captivity by ship and
right.
We served the gods that our fathers did not know.
Exactly.
And we're oppressed. And Yah said, no man, no one can save you. Verse 20. What does it say?
It says,
Yah will send you.
Uh-huh.
Cursing. That's what we do in our hood, right? Cursing.
Exactly.
You let cursing be confused and rebuke in all that you put your hand to do. That's why mm-hmm. We can't get together. We can't sit down with one another.
No.
We're cursing at each other. We're confused about everything. And we can't take rebuke.
No. We can't take correction, Katya. You better not correct nobody. They're going to cuss you out. They're blaming on you.
And you know what we do? We complain all day long, every day, all day.
Don't
you know my grandmother said? Mm-hmm. My grandmother said, no use complaining. So she wasn't in that mode.
Me neither.
I used to try to figure my grandmother out. Why are you saying no use complaining? Oh, because when you grow up, you find out everybody complains about everything.
Exactly.
Verse 29 says,
uh-huh.
You will grope at noonday as the blind gropes in darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And you shall not prosper in your ways. We're trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents.
You better believe it.
You will only be oppressed and robbed always. That's America. They're robbing
mm-hmm.
you even when you get your check. They're taking half of it before you even see it.
Exactly.
And when you go to the store, they're taxing the money you buying food with. Then you got to
exactly.
pay taxes April 15th. That's robbery. How many times are you going to take my money?
Exactly.
And there will be no one to save you. But they gave us Jesus to save us. He's your Savior. He's your Lord and Savior. What did Yah say?
All right.
Yah said there will be no one to save you, point blank. And he didn't say it just once. He said it twice. Verse 31. What does verse 31 say? He says your ox will be slain before your eyes, and you will not eat any of it. Your donkey will be violently taken away from before your face and not be restored to you. Your sheep will be given to your enemies, and you will have no one to save you. And the Israelites gave us Allah. Allah ain't saving you. No one. But the God of Israel is going to save us.
Exactly.
even the king, he said, is in captivity. Verse 36, our king is in captivity. Y'all looking for the king? Y'all looking for the Messiah? Okay. Y'all say, okay, I'm going to bring him too. I will bring you and your king, whom you set over yourself, to a nation you have not known. You know your fathers. There you will serve gods and wood and stone, even the king. And the king's family is doing the same thing we do. We don't even know who the king's family is. You're probably calling him some nigger, right?
Exactly.
Excuse my points.
Probably cheating Lord in dirt.
And the Most High took away his name that he gave us, that powerful name, and he made us a byword, verse 37, right? That's why we call ourselves African-Americans, Negroes, colored and black. You will become an astonishment. People are like, damn, who are y'all? Don't you know who y'all are? Japanese know who they are. Chinese know who they are. Russians know who they are. French know who they are. Everybody on planet Earth know what nation they come from. And they looking at us. We call ourselves black. And a proverb and a byword among all the peoples where Yah will lead you away. So we in trouble, man, because we under these curses, bro. But he says if we obey him, the blessings are beautiful. He said our blessings will overtake us. It's like the curses have overtaken us because he gave us a choice and we made a bad choice, made the wrong choice. We chose not to serve, not to worship, not to observe, not to obey Yah's commandments, statutes that he commanded us. Praise Yah, he's given us a second chance. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, Cadrell, fellow students, Cadrell is about to conclude our studies and by the last book in Shema. And it goes as, and I believe Katya is going to proceed to Proverbs next, if I'm correct, if I'm heading and say it, but wherever he goes, we're going right with it. Zamar 150, and it reads, as Katya just said, let all things praise Yah. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. It's the night to praise Yah, right? What a coincidence.
Yeah.
Give thanks and praise to the Holy One of Israel. That's our obligation, being his creation. Because we read Psalms 148, all creation praises Yah. So we better learn how to do that. The King David, with all the psalms and songs that he wrote, he shows us the way. Psalms 150. Praise Yah. Praise Elohim in his sanctuary, which we can't do because the sanctuary is not there. Praise him in his heavens. Not one, not two. We didn't know how many heavens he got. For his acts of power. I want to ask y'all, how many heavens are there? Praise him for his mighty acts, especially the ones in our behalf. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. How great is Yah? Can't even measure the greatness of the Most High. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and the lyre. Oh, that's right up our alley. We love the musical instruments, and we know how to praise. Praise him with the tambourine and the dance. We know how to dance. We know how to play the tambourines too. Praise him with the string instruments and the flute. Yeah, one of the most famous string instrument players. What do you call him? Jimi Hendrix?
Yeah, Jimmy was a bad. Yeah, Jimmy was a bad man.
And we have some great wind instrument players, right? People like Louis Armstrong.
Right.
And who? And Nicky Giovanni played the flute, right?
Mm-hmm.
Praise him with the loud cymbals. If you can't play the drums, the cymbal, the string instrument, the flute, get them cymbals. Praise him with the resounding cymbals. Them cymbals sound send chills down your body. Right?
Exactly.
Let everything that has breath praise Yah. Hallelujah. Yah, with all the breath that I have, I give thanks and praise to my Creator, my Father, my King, and my friend, Yah, the Lord of hosts. All praise.
All praise. Cadrell, that was lovely. Fellow students, we hope y'all appreciate the studies in Zamar Cartrell will proceed this Monday, y'all willing, to another book. We hope you enjoy the studies there also. He bring the fire with y'all. Praise y'all and bless his holy name. Cartrell, any close remarks or comments?
Say the Most High bless and be with us over the weekend. Say meditate, search out Yah, seek Yah, return to Yah with all your heart, soul, and might so he can get up out of this curse and enjoy those blessings. Y'all read it. We read it. Let's do it, right? Time to do it, right, Yah? So time to do it. Let's
time
do
to
it.
Do it. Praise Yah. Y'all have a blessed weekend, and may the Most High bless you. Praise Yah. Shalom, and good night.
Put it on my limousine.